This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Hi, my name's Paul Norton. I'm on the electrical course. I currently live in Somerset.
This is T4TS Radio, and today we're joined by Paul, who's on the line now. Hi, Paul, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Thanks for asking. And Paul, just so the listeners can get a grip of all this sort of thing, what have you been doing up to date, mate?
I am a computer programmer for a software company in Somerset. We currently do medical imaging for the NHS. And as we all know, currently the NHS has become a bit dubious with the current governments changing things. So I was looking to change my career.
Okay, and what brought you to train for trade skills then?
Basically, I found them on Facebook, one of their advertisements, and I basically submitted on the link, and basically a guy got back to me. I can't remember his name now at the moment.
That's good.
And we had a discussion, told him what things I was looking to get out of this, basically my own career, maybe a future. I have a couple of friends already in the building trades, not as electricians, obviously. And it was a good start, maybe getting out on my own, maybe having my own future business.
Okay, well, it seems a bit of a sort of a quantum leap from computer programmer to electrician. Does that indicate that you've always had a bit of an interest in electrics anyway?
It does, actually. I have always enjoyed it at school and things like that. And from there, I went to work with my dad as a mechanic. And basically, I got fed up with getting wet and cold because he's a mobile mechanic doing them recoveries and things like that.
Yeah.
So I went for the desk job, and since I've had the desk job, obviously it's nice, it's funny, but it's not me. I'm trapped indoors. I've been trapped in there for 11 years now, and I'm just
I can see your point. So I guess you're also a bit of a hands-on guy as well then, really.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly.
I enjoy making things and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so, with your hands-on, tell us a little bit about the training so far.
The training's been really good. The guys are very friendly, pleasant, cracking the odd jokes now and again, keeping us all interested.
As long as they're clean ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
and because you've been out and doing some bits and bobs with Dad and actually sort of doing electrical work, has that been helpful to you when you've been doing your training?
It has been actually quite helpful, very helpful. It makes the classes a lot easier to understand when they're explaining things, having that little bit of extra knowledge just in the background, yeah.
So what's the big aim at the end of the day then, Paul, for your career moving forward? What's the real end game?
My real end game is to become fully qualified and then start my own business. Like I said, with my other friends that are, one's a plumber, corgi plumber, etc. One's a builder, plasterers, all that kind of stuff, all my group of friends. And hopefully maybe start up our own company, you know, building houses and things.
Indeed, Paul, thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. Not a problem.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.